So we'll make a lightning talk about the Riding Network, which is something that the BrainBot team is working on, of which I'm a member. So essentially, what the Riding Network is, it's trying to address some of the main Ethereum problems, which is, well, not only Ethereum, but main blockchain problems, which are, for example, main one is scalability, another one is finality of transactions, and of course privacy of transactions. The way with which we are trying to do this is to use the solution of off-chain transfers. Essentially, we are using bilateral transfers between many different nodes that do not need to be on the blockchain. And the blockchain is only a ledger on which the final computations are stored. So the Riding Network is essentially a network that can transfer any assets. It's inspired and very similar to the Bitcoin Lightning Network. It's developed by BrainBot AG, two developers of which work in, from this office. We are a work in progress, and we are working towards a minimum viable product at the moment. What are the features that Riding has? Essentially, you can transfer any ERC20 compatible token, for example, I don't know, DGX token or MakerDAI. You can have instant asset transfers and micropayments, because essentially nothing needs to go in the blockchain unless there is a challenge. And it can also scale to even 1 million transactions per second, because it does not need to be included in the blockchain unless there is a settlement. And transactions are also confidential. How does such a network work? Essentially, we utilize something called payment channels. A payment channel in Ethereum would be essentially a smart contract onto which a security deposit is given. It can be settled or closed by any of the two parties. And there can be only a challenge period into which someone can challenge and get the deposit back if there is a problem. It looks something like that. For example, there will be a contract with a deposit given by both participants. It would know the receiver and the initiator address, and the participants essentially sign transactions, but do not put them in the blockchain, but they only keep how much of an asset has been spent. They know it, they both know how much they have spent. A bidirectional channel, so channels are bidirectional, and it looks like this. Essentially, there is two deposits inside the contract. And each participant has to track both the balances, so Alice and Bob here both track Alice and Bob's respective balances. And the they can spend as much as is the deposit inside the contract. And we have a net distributable of the balance of Alice, for example, here in the graph. Essentially, in order to scale this, there can be many channels that are connected. So, in order to scale this into a full network, we have multiple channels that are connected, and they mediate transfers between one another. This is what we call a mediated transfer. And essentially, if Alice wants to send something to David, it can use Bob and Charlie, but they would need to have something called a hash lock to sign sign a transaction with, so that nobody can look at it unless it has reached the end of the channel. once the transaction goes to David, then he asks Alice for the secret, and it goes backwards, and the transaction is finalized. In immediate transfer, it's noted inside a small fee, depending on the distance. That's something that we have not implemented yet, but yeah, that's just how the idea is supposed to work. So imagine a network of many such channels, with routes being found between any of the two participants. As long as the transfers cancel out, so the deposit is not, so the sum of the transfers is not more than the deposit, the channel can be long-lived. So nothing would need to go in the blockchain, which would result in having a very low frequency of settlements. That would make everything much cheaper, because there would be no gas costs, since nothing goes in the blockchain, fast, for the same reason. And there would still be no counterparty risk, because the transactions actually do exist, and they are cryptographically proven, and each one depends on the previous one. They just are not put in the blockchain unless there is a problem. There are many applications for such a thing. One example would be a decentralized exchange. For example, if you want to trade two assets, you would need to have a channel open for both of those assets. The initiator would broadcast the intent. For example, he would have a bid and an ask for asset A and asset B. Then interested parties would send an exchange request, and the initiator would accept. And the way that this would work is that we would essentially have two mediated transfers with the same hash lock, so that once the secret is revealed, and if and only if it is revealed, then either both of the transactions would execute, or if there is a problem, none of them would be executed. As I said in the beginning, this is inspired by the Lightning Network. Now, if we compare both of them, in Ethereum, Ryan has an easy implementation thanks to the virtual machine. If there is an uncooperative participant, the channel is not locked. We just find another route. We can add more funds to a smart contract, so the channel can get much more funds if needed, if the deposit is not enough. We can use it for any compatible token with the ERC-20 token proposal. And it's interoperable with smart contracts in general. We can use oracles and anything else you may need. The current status is that we have demonstrated 500 transfers per CPU core per second. It's a work in progress. And we don't need anything extra added to Ethereum at the moment. We just need to implement it. We don't wait for Metropolis or anything like that. Our milestone is proof of concept zero. We have demonstrated with the testnet a transfer from Copenhagen to Mumbai, mediated by a node in Florianópolis, Brazil. And this happened around August, I think. We're heading towards the minimum viable product, which is the big milestone that we want to come that would come out around the beginning of 2017. We would like to. If you like Python and you like Ethereum, we would really appreciate the help. Then it's in GitHub. It's Raiden Networks / Raiden. And yeah, that's all. Do you have any questions?